This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. And we are here with a very, very, very special, talented, gorgeous guest, Fat Carrie Bradshaw himself.
Wow.
AKA Chris Burns. But
wow, that was such a nice introduction, Barry.
Is there any other word you would use to describe yourself that I missed?
Wealthy.
I would say rich. Oh.
Yeah, very rich.
Guys, fun story. So you may know Chris, a.k.a. Fat Carrie, from the Bachelor podcast, The Feeling is Virtual, All Things Betches Video. Obviously, we know and love you. Chris, we have some experiences together because we did BravoCon together that
we
I
did.
Feel like... Okay, so we
did
hosted.
BravoCon together.
It was a time. So we hosted the Summer House panels or parties or whatever they wanted to call it. And we had an experience together with one Craig that
oh
I feel
my
like
God,
we,
yes.
we need to share with the people.
Did you guys get a pillow?
We were offered pillows, but they never arrived.
Are you serious?
Well, like, I don't know that.
Craig was not sober, I would say, when he offered the pillows, so he probably forgot.
But Carl, so Carl from Summer House was calling me Fat Carrie, and Craig all of a sudden starts yelling at Carl saying, don't call people that, and then Carl said, what? And then Craig looked at me and was like, you're just Gary to me, man. And that's when I realized that Craig thought that my name was Gary and Carl was just calling me Fat Gary.
You know what the funniest part of this story is that you're at BravoCon, which is kind of like their territory, and they were having a conversation just about you.
No, they were talking to me, like Carl was talking to me, and then
it was a hilarious moment because it was like me and a couple of the other like Summer House people were all sitting. We were in the green room before this party, and Craig was just hanging out, and we all knew what was happening, and so we're just sitting there like, oh my God.
I was like, he thinks my name is Gary, and that I was just being called Fat Gary as like an insult. Then we also did we saw Luann's cabaret closing show.
We went to Luann's cabaret together. She was very late. I would say she was tardy for the party.
She was tardy for the party, and the audience was not having it.
That was an amazing experience. But we also, speaking of cabaret, Luann's brand new song dropped today. It could not be better timing.
Is that what we want to call it? A song?
Maybe like a monologue with music.
It sounds like a spoken word piece.
Yeah, well, you know what, if that's how you can remember your words and lyrics and like get the point across, I'm all for it.
So it's Desmond Child featuring Countess Luann, but he's like the producer, so she's singing on the song, and
like Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse. The exact same.
Amy Winehouse just rolled in her grave, Chris. So it's Viva La Diva, and she's been teasing it for a long time. I think the release got delayed because of COVID, but it starts with her just speaking in her countessy tone, as she does. This song is like peak Luann feeling her fantasy as a cabaret star.
Yes. I told you guys earlier, if you close your eyes, I can picture myself in like a smoky bar wearing like a boa and smoking a cigarette and just having Luann on a small stage, like performing this in front of me. But like, you know what? I'm proud of her. She just has so much fun. And like, she takes this very seriously. And we see a lot of people not taking their side hustle seriously. And Luann really goes for it.
Her side hustle is making songs called Viva La Diva.
Oh, wait. So guys, I always ask this because I'm thinking you guys can help me. When she sings the Viva La Diva, Viva what song does it, what song are you hearing? It's a song. Dylan, you know, what song is it? Like, it was on the tip of my tongue, and I was like, this is another song that I'm hearing, like an oldies song, but I can't put my finger on it.
I've only listened to it once. How many times have you listened to it? It came out this morning.
I mean, same, Chris. I listened to it one time.
I listened to it maybe thrice. I would say it's a very, like, Diana Ross kind of vibe.
Yes, not,
I'm
like...
Not, I'm not comparing Luann to Diana Ross, but I think that's kind of the vibe she was going for, or Desmond was. Oh, but the part in the mid, every song of hers has like a little breakdown where she just starts like calling out things. And in this song, she goes, these jewels, they're mine. These shoes, Jimmy Choo. This faux fur, it's cruelty free.
Free, just like me. That's my friend. My friend that's a comedian, his name's Jay Malski, he just did a song, and it's like, or not a song, but he posted, it was like all the Housewives songs, and ironically, literally, he's literally just like, things, I'm listing things, shoes, I like shoes, and then the chorus is literally like, Jimmy Choos, and it's literally the exact...
Really?
Yeah.
That's very funny.
It reminds me, it's like in Chic C'est La Vie, when she's like, Jill, your jewelry... Kelly, you're jelly beans. Just name some shit.
Jelly beans.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
So we have an episode of Roni to talk about, and that ties in perfectly with Countess Luann because we are back on the cabaret grind with her. But first, we're wrapping up the Mexico trip, and Ramona just cannot help herself, and she sends a group text, we find out later, to everyone but Leah, and it's an article that she found because she was Googling, because she loves to Google, about what makes people angry. And she's sending this to send a message to Dorinda, and God, Ramona, what have you done, Ramona?
She's just like, I'm sorry, sending a text is one thing. Sending a text to someone while you're on the same trip with them where you're going to see them in 5 minutes is a whole other situation. Like, get some balls and say it to her face. So I'm sorry. Usually I don't like the way Dorinda like fires back, but this was absolutely worth it. Like, she came back because all she kept saying throughout the episode, all you got to do is Google Ramona, and like articles upon articles just come up. And she sent like five articles back. Yeah.
listing all of the other housewives that Ramona yes. has gotten into fights with.
I love that they couldn't say housewives on camera. So she goes, my friend Margaret Josephs, Vicky, my friend Giselle. And it's like, we know who these people are.
I also don't understand what Ramona's exact point was. Like, what was she getting? Like, what was she doing to try to get, like, sometimes she wants to get a rise out of Dorinda. Like, she does it on purpose. What did she think what she was going to do?
I think that she, Ramona is starting to, like, this is going to sound awful, but, like, show her age a little bit. Like, she was doing things that reminded me of, like, the way that my mom's friends would deal with things.
Oh, absolutely.
And and also Ramona pooping in her robe and just, what the fuck was that?
I don't understand Ramona's, the cognitive dissonance between how upset she gets with Leah talking about anything sexual, anything, honestly, like basically anything at all. And then she's literally like, robe, can you believe it? And it's like, that's not cute either. Like,
she literally didn't like.
I'd rather hear about Leah's vagina than Ramona pooping in her robe.
Well, yeah.
And Ramona knows not one thing about wine, but then constantly acts like she knows about wine, and it makes me insane. Like, the episode before the last one, she's like, what do we have tonight? Is there a, do we have a Cabernet? And I'm like, okay, so you don't know anything. And then getting mad because the bottle was too old. I love that Sonia was like, okay, I'll take the 1963. You take the 2020.
The 2020.
Sonia, like, has called her out, like, very nicely this season, because I think she's starting to get sick of her shit. But also, going back to the text really quick, when Luann came in and the fact that she had to ask Ramona if she did this on purpose, if it was an accident, means that's not cool that you weren't doing something to get a point across. Like, Luann literally thought you sent that text by accident, not like to get Dorinda's attention. And Ramona was like, no, I did it, I sent it on purpose. Then she like hid in her bed waiting.
I also think it's frustrating that Ramona and Sonia are kind of then mad at Luann for not taking their side in this whole thing, because it's like, okay, Luann is perfectly capable of calling Dorinda on her shit, but that doesn't mean she has to agree with you sending a passive aggressive article in a group text while you're all on a vacation together. Like, having similar views to someone is not the same thing as just blindly agreeing with everything they do.
Well, Sonia and Ramona in general, when have you ever seen like America's Funniest Home Videos when there's like twins that share a bedroom and they'll show like the security cam of like the 2-year-old twins that are like supposed to be sleeping and they're like having a pillow fight or something? That's what I feel like I'm watching when we leave Sonia and Ramona in a room together. It's just like two children like bouncing ideas off of each other that make no sense. Like, I just, Sonia, God bless her, I love her. She's obviously a staple, but she really adds nothing to the mix when it comes to
Yeah, but she like sits with her glasses on, and anytime someone comes in, she always goes, oh, here we go. And that's like my favorite part of every episode now. She's like, stands to the side, she goes, here we go. But when Ramona and Dorinda, when Dorinda came and like came to her, first of all, those pants looked like they were 30 pounds. So I was like, that beating is honey. Oh my God.
I liked
when they were bickering and going at each other and digging. And I was like, this is like a middle school fight of two like little girls just like going after each other. However, I don't agree that Dorinda twice put her hands on like Ramona's shoulder. I was like, eek. Like, I knew she wasn't going to do anything, but I was like, don't touch the part. Like, don't do that. But they were kept, like, they kept, like, Dorinda does this whole new mocking thing. And she's like, oh, really? Oh, okay. You do? Oh, okay. And I'm just like, ooh, that's like spicy.
Also, I don't understand the idea that Ramona would be jealous of Dorinda. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't get that either. I also didn't get when she said that, of course, Luann wants Dorinda in her good graces because she gives her things. She gave her Giovanni. I'm like, what? She told her a designer existed? That's why?
I don't know. I don't all of a sudden get this idea that everyone knows Dorinda has all these perks and everyone wants to be buddy buddy with Dorinda. It's like, has that ever been a thing? She doesn't even have the dry cleaning hookup anymore.
And when she did, I don't think anybody really got their clothes dry cleaned from John. Not that I can recall.
Yeah, I don't. Dorinda does not strike me as the type to
hook it up.
What are you going to get from her?
Okay, so
he lives in the same neighborhood as Barry, for God's sake.
Hey, it's a great place.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Okay, so at the dinner, Leah finds out that she was not on this group text. What would you guys want to be on the group text, or would you want to steer clear of the drama?
I wouldn't want to be in the group chat for the to be involved in the drama, but that was a very, that move was done on purpose where Ramona didn't include Leah. Like if you're, they should have a group chat for the trip in general. So a new one shouldn't have been made. And that was a dig and that was a typical Ramona disgusting move. So.
Yeah, I do understand, like obviously those three women have known each other for like 12 years or something like that. And they've known Leah for like less than a year. So I do understand, obviously, that they have a different bond and we'll have, like, a different group chat. But I think Ramona is just, like, a terrible nightmare shrew and that she was doing that on purpose.
Right. It's like they shouldn't have been having that conversation like that anyway. So then if you're going to put it in the text, just put it in the text with everyone.
Also, just text Dorinda. Why are you making that a group chat?
Also, don't do it while you're still on vacation.
So many opportunities for this to go a different way, and it just didn't.
She also has, Google anger to, like, confirm her thought, and also you had to Google that. You didn't, like, know what set someone off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like she's learning about the internet for the first time. She's like, I Googled Leah, and she has a disorder called bipolar, and that means that she takes pills. And it's,
right,
like,
the only reason she had something to say about the meds is because she like Googled what meds bipolar people take.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Sonia's like, my diuretics make me crazy and have the exact same symptoms of taking too much Xanax and drinking.
She's like, I threw them right in the garbage.
Okay, so then
We also see, because there were so many, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
There were so many side conversations throughout this episode. It was like a mini therapy session. So on the trip, we also see Luann and Dorinda again having a conversation that to me is just going in circles. I feel like they need to have another approach with Dorinda. These conversations, as sober and as calm as they start, they just like don't end the way Luann wants them to. And I kind of feel bad and I kind of want to let her know that, like, as a friend, this isn't working. What are your thoughts?
I think Dorinda, I don't think Dorinda can be spoken to right now.
Okay.
Like, I think Dorinda needs, like, literally to see a therapist. Like, clearly she's, like, very angry. I think they're kind of between a rock and a hard place because they can't distance themselves from her while that she figures this out because of the show. So I think, like,
yeah,
I don't know what else they can do.
I think Dorinda really needs someone to put her in her place. But at this point, Leah is too new. She's afraid of Dorinda. She doesn't want to be that person, which I understand. And the other women have too much baggage with Dorinda, and Dorinda feels like she has leverage to not listen to their opinion, because anytime Luann's like, Dorinda, you should think about this, Dorinda can just be like, well, you went to jail. Anytime Ramona does it, it's like, you did this thing. And so I agree that she probably needs therapy, or at the very least some kind of like outside person who she actually respects to be like, look, this isn't good. This happens over and over again. And it needs to be an environment where Dorinda doesn't feel attacked and that she can just automatically throw it back in that person's face. And I don't think anyone in the cast at this point is really the right person to do that. Maybe yeah. Bethany could have been that person. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Barry. And I was like, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah,
but
Barry, you go do it.
You said Bethany,
I have Dorinda's phone number if you want me to give it to you.
Maybe we can have a group chat.
Okay.
Wait, can we talk about Ramona at therapy?
Well, speaking of therapy, yes.
Okay, number one, that therapist. Hello, honey. If you're listening, slide into my DMs at Carrie Bradshaw.
Ramona's already trying to flirt with him, so you can't have
that
him.
Was so cringe worthy was Ramona being like, of course I have men love me, women love me, I have a perfect body, everything's great. And like, I'm like, what are you doing? And even he's like, well, I guess just keep doing what you're doing because you sound fine. And I'm like, she's so delusional.
Watching Ramona flirt with anyone is like makes me want to vomit.
Also, good God, lady, stop using the word coquettish. You're 63 years old. You just love to flirt. Don't be like, well, you know, I get around all these men and then I'm acting coquettish and they just love my energy and I don't look like it's
my
just
perfect
like nobody,
body.
Nobody
what does
cares.
Coquettish mean?
Like
it's like you're
bashful,
being,
like
right, like bashful, like you're. Yeah, like that little like look in her eyes that she gets when she sees a prize and she wants to win it and she's like, like giggling.
Let's not bring up Ramona's eyes.
Oh my God. But it's, yeah, I mean the therapy thing, it just feels so self-gratifying because she literally is bragging about herself for 5 minutes and then the therapist is basically like, yep, sounds like you're doing so much better.
And that therapist, I couldn't when she's like coquettish and then she sits there and like gives him eyes for like a full minute and he's like okay
she's like don't you think it sounds like I have my shit really together right now and he's like mm-hmm.
And she's like I'm more than a perfect body and I want people to know me as more than this perfect body and I'm like I think
one of her friends probably went to the therapist, texted her and was like, Ramona, my therapist is really hot. Like you should go see if you can like get, and
oh,
like, that's 100%. What I'm envisioning happened. Yeah.
It's the epitome of housewives therapy where they go no more than two times and have an extreme breakthrough and then they never have to go again.
Like in Potomac when Charisse was going for that season and she like would only talk about it constantly for that one season.
Yeah, there have been many, many housewife therapy sessions that get wrapped up a little too neatly for any real life context. So then Luann has her rehearsal that Sonia doesn't show up to.
Intentionally doesn't show up to.
Do you think that she actually didn't, that she knew about it and didn't show, or she didn't know?
She said, I didn't think I had to go. I thought it was going to be improv.
Prior, in that conversation, she was like, I didn't know about this rehearsal. You didn't tell me about it.
I think she didn't remember being told about it.
Okay.
Or that she was told about it and never really planned on going. I don't think she actually was never told. The whole thing is like, having done, like, I grew up doing theater. I went to school doing theater. I performed a lot. The idea of thinking that you don't need to go to a rehearsal because you're quote unquote impromptu is so absurd. And she's like, in her confessional, she is so indignant. She's like, I don't need to go to a rehearsal. I don't rehearse. And it's like, it's one rehearsal. You're not there. Like, nine.
Yeah, like, no, it's you not don't a 4 week rehearsal Sonia, process.
It's like a run through.
Luann is so funny too, because she's like, no, there's a whole script right here. Like, she's so like calm about it. And she's like, we'll just go over it like next time I see you. Like, she just wants her show to be great. Even she was like, Sonia. And then she's like, oh no, Sonia Rita. I should say Sonia Rita. And I was like, yes, Luann.
Sonia thinks that just because she was asked to be in the show means that Luann just wants her to show up and do whatever. Whereas like, no, you're being asked to be in a show that's going to be a specific thing. That you're doing.
That was something else. I mean, those rehearsals, I just, and then the director that's like, I wish I could come. I have my Fire Island winter hangout. I'm like, how did this make the show? This made the edit, for God's sake.
He also left during the rehearsal, but we also see a really sweet moment with Leah and Bunny, who is her mother. And I liked this real conversation that they had, because Leah did call her out on being told that she doesn't like her. Like, her sister told her that her mother didn't like her. And I kind of got where her mom was coming from. She was like, I might not like you some days. That doesn't mean I don't love you. That's like typical mother sentence. Like, I feel like all my parents say that. I don't like you, but I love you.
I still think it's kind of fucked up to say that to your other daughter.
Correct. I agree with that. Do you guys want to go to that spa when it opens? Like, when we're allowed to?
No, thank you.
Wait, what spa?
That weird underground
spa.
Oh, the Russian bathhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've been to like the Israeli one.
Those are they're insane. That you get like very, very intoxicated when you go.
I think it's going to be like 2026 before I feel comfortable in that space.
Going to a bathhouse.
It doesn't look the cleanest.
Oh, it probably isn't. No, I can't imagine. They're probably open and running illegally as we speak.
It's authentic.
So then we finish off the episode at Sonia's Century 21 launch party, which, good for her. She finally got it off the ground. I feel like she's talking a little bit. She's blowing a little bit of smoke up her own ass by being like, I finally made it, because it's like, okay, yes. Like, clothes are in the store, but like, you're not selling $1 billion worth of inventory.
And they also said it was a collab, which means like, she's not in the store.
For those of you that don't live in New York, Century 21 is like a Kmart. For lack of a better.
That's where I started my career, Chris.
It's like an upscale. I would say it's like an upscale.
It's an off-price design. It's an off-price designer department store. That's exactly what it is. So it's like
an off-price Zara. It's like it's Zara, which is already an off-price designer store.
And it's a major
beyond Zara.
It's a major tourist spot. So, it's a small like family-owned department store only in like the tri-state area. That's why a lot of you might not know what it is. But I personally was smiling watching Sonia give her speech. She really was like glowing.
I was proud of Sonia for, I mean, this is a big deal. And I worked on Wall Street when she was going in Century 21. And I remember seeing all of her cardboard cutouts in the windows. And I'm like, good for Sonia.
Guys, has there been an episode where the toaster wasn't in it, though? It has, like, a cameo in every episode.
Oh, my God.
I do love that she can, like, laugh about that. Also, Ramona's phone going off at that. The poor guy, the manager or whatever he is at Century 21, that's like, what's going on during her speech?
And Chris, you tweeted about this, which I was dying laughing at. When Ramona is talking to the bartender, I would say...
All the time. Pounding
the bartender, and she's saying that she wants a glass full to the top with ice, with
one shot of vodka,
shot of vodka, Pellegrino,
and then I squeeze. Sometimes I do two limes, sometimes I do three, and I'm like,
It's a vodka soda, Ramona.
Right, she says, a vodka soda.
In the Hamptons, they call that the Ramona.
Let me know where, though, like which Hamptons does that.
I feel like it's like one specific bar that she goes to all the time.
Not even a bar. One bartender that she knows.
One bartender who's like, haha, the Ramona.
That's 100% what that is.
And she thinks that bartender wants to fuck her, but he is definitely gay.
She's literally standing behind the bar at Sonia's thing. Like when she's talking to that bartender, she's behind the bar yelling about the shape of the ice cubes and stuff.
Absolutely ridiculous. Is next week the season finale? It's not, right?
No, Beverly Hills finale is next
week. Oh, God. I can't with
They cannot do
shows.
That to us. Yeah, they cannot end both.
But is it? Because I think the reunions are happening at the same time.
Like, I think they're weeks. Probably, like, there's probably, like, 2 or 3 weeks left on New York. So really quickly, we just need to mention Million Dollar Listing LA this week. We saw an old house that brought back one or two memories. I wouldn't say a lot of memories. Carlton Jebbia's weird medieval mansion was for sale, but we didn't get to see Carlton. What the fuck, Bravo?
Yeah, I could totally picture her like being like, fuck that, I'm not coming on the show.
But see, that's interesting to me is why would she then agree?
I don't
her husband, because it was her husband.
Well, why would her husband want to be on?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was going to be a situation like last season of Below Deck when they had Alexis Bellino on a charter and it was like food for my soul. I was so excited to see her making out with her new younger man. And we didn't even get a cameo from Carlton. I was left with blue balls for Million Dollar Listing this week.
Oh my God, that is quite the comparison. Yeah, but honestly, her house is so insane and it's very specific. It's an actual castle. Like,
Did she still have this sex dungeon in the downstairs?
They didn't show that, but they have 4 Juliet, what are they called?
Balconies,
like overlooking like the main living room. So like, It's so beautiful. It really is, and it is updated.
I remember,
it's not
so I didn't watch
Dungeon-y, but
I didn't watch Million Dollar Listing, or I didn't see that episode. But I remember her house, and I remember hating her house.
Oh, it's heinous. It's so ugly.
When the cat falls, remember when her cat falls off one of the balconies?
I don't remember that. I definitely don't think her house is heinous. I just think it's very specific, like specific.
It's like the fucking Versace house in Selling Sunset.
Yes.
Yes, it is. But that was that. And for Carlton, and like maybe we'll like, they moved to Florida though. So we found out. So we can't even see her on Real Houses of Miami because that doesn't exist. So we'll never see Carlton again, literally.
The first woman that had sex with Brandy Glanville.
Oh my God, stop it. Okay, so Chris, every episode at the end, very quickly, we name who our number one Bravo Lab in the group is, so it can be your favorite person from the show we talked about, so probably from Real Housewives of New York. So who is your number one Bravo Lab in the group?
My number one Bravo Lab, so I posted in my story, when Leah posted a picture of her and Luann, I put it in my story and said, I'm going to tell my kids this is Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor, and then Leah responded to it, oh my God, LOL, and then reshared it. And so now I love Leah more than ever because she got that reference and thought it was funny.
Love that. Barry?
We do love Leah in this group. My Bravo Love this week is definitely going to Josh Altman because he did a negotiation this week that I was like blown away by. Not really though, because that's his job and he's ridiculous at it, but he made a call, came back, told his buyer, whatever, that it was a different price, and the buyer came back with the price that he wanted. It was just very cool to see in real life and it happening, so it's going to the talented Josh Altman.
Okay, and I'm going to go with Luann. Congrats on your new song, Viva La Diva, indeed. Long
in stores now.
Long live the Countess.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us. When you listen to this episode, they can listen to Luann's song on Spotify as well.
Of course.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Viva La Diva.
anytime we'll talk housewives and whatever else.
I would love.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, Bravo by Betches, and join our Facebook group. Thanks, guys.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.